Hello and welcome to Pop a la Carte podcast number 19. I am Valerie.
I'm Tatiana.
And I'm Angela.
And this week, we kind of don't know what we're talking about except for Thor Ragnarok, so just bear with us, but we're going to start there.
Hey, you know what? It was filmed in Australia.
We do know a lot of stuff. Hey,
it already counts as
foreign. Does that count as foreign? People have accents in it.
Right. There you go.
It doesn't... But then I always wondered, random thought, does Harry Potter count as foreign? It's all British cast.
I guess it's a British
story,
company.
But the production company is Warner Brothers, which is American.
I feel like it's that makes it American.
See?
Yeah.
But that's
right.
That's a tricky one.
It is a tricky one. You're right. Yeah. It is a tricky one.
Anyway. Not that that really is important right now.
Okay.
But anyway, okay, so we've all seen it. And what did we all think?
It was horrible, and I hated it. No. I am joking. It's definitely the best Thor movie by far.
Easily the best Thor movie.
Easily the best Thor movie. And
it was so much fun.
Okay, good. I'm like, are you disagreeing?
No, I had a lot of fun. I had so much fun. I was immediately like, well, I want to go watch this again.
I have actually seen it twice, because I did see it again yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's so much better the second time.
Oh, really?
Everybody who was with us was like, yes, it was better the second time.
Oh, wow.
Matt and Kyle, my brother, went with us.
Now I need to rewatch.
Yeah, it helps that, like, we all decided that there were sound problems at that theater that we were at.
Yeah.
Something was wrong, because there wasn't really surround sound going, and it was really kind of quiet.
Right.
So we went to the Chinese the second time, which obviously is always going to be better. But it just flowed better, because my one complaint the first time was I felt like the first, like, 20 minutes or so just felt like, okay, we have to address everything that happened before. We're going to get through it really quick, and then we're going to get to the actual story. And it didn't bother me as much the second time, so that helped. And then I just got to focus, and, I mean, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I loved everything that I loved. I don't think anything bothered me the second time at all.
I was walking out of the theater, and there was a Justice League standee.
Yeah.
And, you know, thinking about going to see Justice League in, like, 2 weeks when it comes out, and I was like, it's going to be so joyless.
Yes.
Thor was so joyful. And maybe I just want to go see Thor again instead of Justice League.
Right.
Over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. I think I'm letting Matt go see it with our other friends.
It'll be an interesting to see the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. To see if they learned their lesson or not. But
I looked up the runtime, and Justice League's only supposed to be 2 hours long.
Yeah, they
so that's
cut
one lesson
down.
They've learned.
They cut it down.
I think you're just going to sit there and, like, the whole time be like, okay, I Joss added this. This is a Joss moment. This is a Joss moment.
Because they obviously cut down the runtime by cutting down Barry's story, and the Flash is, like, the happiest one they had, so I don't know if they went in the right direction.
That's because we're supposed to be talking about Thor, but that's okay. No, I'm kidding.
Sorry.
It's fine. No, it's fine. We always do this.
Hey, usually we talk Marvel when we're talking something else. So now we're talking DC, or we're talking Marvel.
That's all right. But it's not DC TV, which is usually what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like what's going to happen in the Flash movie, which they claim is going to be Flashpoint, but whatever it's going to be is going to completely depend on the reception that Justice League gets.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's probably it. They didn't want to really put Barry's story in, because then you've got to figure out how people react, and that's going to feed into what his movie is.
But it shouldn't be Flashpoint no matter what.
It's too early!
How are you going to introduce Barry by introducing Flashpoint? Literally the worst thing he's ever done.
Yeah.
And also the thing that resets the entire universe.
Because they desperately need a reset, is what they probably were
thinking.
They want a
reset,
but they're hoping that Joss will help them fix it enough.
Right.
And this idea of, you know what, they're not all going to be DCEU movies. It's going to just be, you know, throwing shit at the wall and we'll see what sticks. They don't have to be in continuity. They've decided to do that instead.
Mm.
I have a feeling half the stuff that was announced at Comic-Con will
never actually happen.
They've already changed their minds about all of it.
Lord.
Because they don't know what they're doing. And even Henry Cavill, even their Superman, says, yeah, we don't know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. So awkward. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, back to people.
So somebody who knew what they were doing.
Exactly. Taika Waititi did such a great job, I think, elevating the tone of Thor. Because it's just like, I don't know, the first two Thor movies.
It's so boring.
Exactly.
It's funny, because I'm usually the one who likes maybe a little bit darker story, because it's the more interesting, and like I've said before, I like the stories that kind of are saying something about your own world, and Yeah, but it didn't work for Thor.
Right.
Probably because it was...
But Ragnarok does that, though. Yes. Like, it manages to be really funny and silly, but have all of that going on.
It's true.
Like, my friend asked me if it was as funny as Deadpool, because I was like, oh my god, funniest Marvel movie. And I was like, I would put it equally as funny as Deadpool, but...
In a different way.
I feel there's more going on in Thor than there is in Deadpool, in terms of it. Like, there is still this story about, like, what is your people? Is it this planet? Is it not? There's the, like, everything coming full circle with, like, Thor and Loki and Odin being, like, the worst parent in the MCU, potentially. A proper parent, not... We're not going to count, like, Thanos on this.
Well, Thanos is not even... He doesn't even count as a parent.
Yeah, really.
No, but, like, it has all of that, and is like, look, I can do all of these serious things and bring up these, like, real topics, and I can still be hilarious. So I'm kind of like, I feel like the bar has been set or the mic has been dropped, like...
That's true. Yeah. I also have to say that I liked it a lot more than I liked Guardians 2. Like, I really loved Guardians 1.
I would agree.
But Guardians 2 was, like, really convoluted for me, and I felt like the emotional arc of his dad was sort of, like, lost, and also just kind of, like, when it turned out to be Ego the Living Planet, and I was like,
I don't know, because I've been thinking about this, because obviously, like, I did a, for the website, I did a ranking of the MCU, and I've been thinking ever since I did it that I'm like, I don't know if I like where I put, because I put Guardians 2 really high.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, maybe I put it too high. And I've been thinking about going back and redoing it, but I haven't really figured out where I want to put it. I haven't done it since Homecoming came out, and I know that's firmly going to go in the lower bottom, the lower middle.
You were so tough on Homecoming.
I think, honestly, like I've said, my top four, my bottom four are fixed. Incredible Hulk is the worst, mm-hmm. Thor, and then The Dark World, and then Iron Man 2. Those four I don't ever see changing, but I honestly think Homecoming might go right below or right above Iron Man 2 for me on the list, like that low. And we have 17 movies now.
Wait, you think which one might go right above Iron Man
2? Homecoming.
Oh, Homecoming.
So the fifth worst movie in the MCU.
Wow, damn, girl.
I really did not like it.
God.
But I don't... Thor, I'm like... the first time I saw it, I was like, not... Like... middle, but still lower middle. Now I think, okay, it's a lot higher than that. Because I enjoyed it, but I didn't feel the heart, and mm-hmm. I think that was what I kind of was missing. But seeing it the second time, I was like, no, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I just, in some ways, it was kind of hidden by some of the jokes, and seeing a completely different Thor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really having a hard time, to be honest.
That's interesting.
Figuring out where I'm going
to
put
it. Well, I mean, maybe you think that you put Guardians higher because you'd only just seen it, so you have to sit on Thor.
Well,
forever.
And I do like the tone of the Guardians movies, because Guardians 1 is my number 2.
Yeah, I really love
on
the
list,
Guardians.
And I that's not changing. Mm-hmm. But I've also said, you know, the Winter Soldier is my number 1. It's a, like, if you had to rank them and there was, like, a point ranking or something.
Right.
There's a huge difference between the Winter Soldier and Guardians 2 for, or Guardians 1 for me, which is the next movie on the list.
Yeah.
It's just a completely different ballgame as far as I'm concerned, but I do love it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. Maybe somebody else needs to do their list and we can see.
Yeah, I'll have to do. I haven't seen all the movies, so I couldn't possibly do the list.
Really?
But
you haven't seen them all?
I have never watched Incredible Hulk or the other Hulk.
Idea. I've never seen the other Hulk, but that's not in the MCU.
Oh, it's
so
not?
It doesn't
okay, well, I've never watched either of them.
Incredible Hulk is my least favorite.
And Thor Dark World was on while I was in the room, but do I know what happened in it?
No.
No. I guess Freya
died. Pretty bad.
Is that what happened? Did she die? Did she die?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought maybe she was secretly not dead after, but then
no,
I watched Ragnarok, and I was like, oh no, she is dead. She is dead. Just kidding.
Yeah, she's dead.
So,
Get rid of the parents. They're boring, I guess.
Right, but, yeah. I guess.
They're probably, you know, worried with all the people dying. You can't be sure when Anthony Hopkins is not allowed to go.
Wow.
Sorry, I just got dark.
All right.
He's not allowed to
go. Also, I think that's one quibble I will say about Ragnarok, and I know it's dumb, but, like, the fact that Hela was talking about when she and her dad did all this stuff, and, like, Freya was not mentioned at all. And I was like, are moms ever relevant?
I'm assuming she's not her mother.
But no mother
was
mentioned. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter
like
whose mother.
I guess Frigga kept the secret about Loki, too, because I want to be like, would she really have kept the lid on all these
but
things?
But
she might think
she
better
might
of her, but
because
she,
doesn't
she never
have
told
a,
Loki who he was.
Clearly she doesn't matter as a person.
Yeah.
Matt's trying to suggest that there is no mother.
It's just,
that
she was like
that Odin can create mm-hmm. whatever he wants. But it's like, I don't know, they never really established that.
Right.
So it's kind of hard, like, maybe in mm-hmm. kind of Wonder Woman made out of clay, right. that kind of thing, that I was like, I don't know if it's in the comics. I've never read a Thor comic, so I have yeah. no idea. But that's what he was thinking. But I was like, I don't know about that. But the people not knowing things. I have a friend who was trying to complain that, how do they know about the Valkyrie dying? Like, how does Loki right. know they died tragic and, like, in horrible circumstances?
Without knowing what the circumstances
are. Without knowing how? And I was like, we literally have people saying that the Civil War had nothing to do with slavery, right. and that was 200
it's
years ago.
It's super easy to fudge
it's
your history.
It's so easy if you yeah. really don't want to believe something.
Yeah.
I don't want people
and
to
And Odin could have fed everybody some line.
Yeah. Exactly.
He could have been
exactly.
like, oh, they went to go do blah, 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 and died. Right. Like...
I mean, yeah, like, that seems like probably the people that existed at the time that Hela did knew about Hela, but after, like, a generation or two,
yeah.
they forgot.
Because, I mean, the regular people of Asgard,
yeah.
I mean, they live longer, but they're not as... They don't have the powers right. of the royal family,
mm-hmm.
as far as we know. I've never seen anybody else in Asgard, like, even the Warriors 3 didn't have any powers, and they died, so, which... What the hell? They just randomly killed them so quickly. That was really weird.
It's the royal family in Heimdall.
Yeah. I'm pretending that Sif is alive.
Well, obviously, she's not there.
She was on vacation somewhere.
Yeah.
They talked about that. I read an interview with, like, Jamie Alexander or whatever her name is, and they couldn't make her, like, schedule work.
Right, yeah, right.
She's doing a television show.
But it was weird that they didn't try to work in a line. Like, but, I mean, Thor's been presumably off, like... gallivanting
for 2 years apparently
for a while yeah so Sif is probably off gala like if they can work her back in at some point I'm sure they'll be like I was out getting this other treasure or whatever
yeah Whoops, maybe she was also looking for an infinity stone and didn't find one.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Who knows, how do we feel about Loki maybe sort of being redeemed?
This is the first time that I liked Loki.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I liked him. I liked that they leaned into his, like, when he comes back triumphantly, but I like that they leaned into him being really hammy about it.
Yeah.
Like, with his arms open and being like, I mean, I don't.
We took my mom yesterday, and she was laughing the hardest at that part. She was like, "Here, your savior is here," and she's cracking up.
Because if they had just had him come back and played it too seriously, I would have been like,
Right.
But,
like,
I think he's still
Loki, but he can't not have anyone to lord things over, right? You know?
Yeah.
So, like, if all his people disappear, including his brother, then what would be the point?
And I think maybe that was the one semi-problem with Avengers, is that, like, for most of the movie, they tried to make Loki, like, the ultimate, like, they kind of tried to make it a very, like, black and white kind of a thing. Like, he's a villain, he's a bad guy, but he's out for number one. He's always going to be like that, so he's going to shift whatever the way the wind is blowing. And so he
yeah.
I mean, he comes back to save his people rather than run away, but he did it for the adulation.
Yeah.
So, like,
I mean, I actually,
and hey, he got an infinity stone or
yeah, exactly,
Tesseract.
And he got distracted by the stone when he was down there.
I actually was, we had Avengers on, because you can always tell when a Marvel movie's coming out, because FX and TNT and whoever owns Marvel movies plays them nonstop for days, right? So we just put Avengers on, and it was the part where Tony and Steve are talking about trying to figure out what Loki's next play is, and he's like, he's a ham. Like, he wants the spotlight, you know? That's what he did in Germany, the first part. What's gonna happen? And he's like, he wants a big building with his name on the side. And he was like, oh, shit. And it's yeah, that's exactly who Loki is. Even Tony saw it. It was like, this is who this guy is. He's a showman. Mm-hmm. He wants attention. He wants adulation.
So he could have gone off and licked his wounds and done something somewhere, or he could show up and be a hero and then F off when he feels like it again.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, I wouldn't ever say he's redeemed, because he's a wild card gray character like that. He's never going to be good or fully bad either.
Right.
I did notice more the second time, because, you know, the good thing about seeing it other times is if you can actually make yourself watch different things.
Mm-hmm.
So watching the scene in the elevator with Thor and Loki, and when, you know, he's talking about, like, well, you never had my back, and or, like, you've always thought ill of me, and Thor's like, I thought the world of you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reaction, Tom Hiddleston plays it really well, of, like, you can, it's subtle, but you can see it's, like, it's getting to him.
Mm-hmm.
He does care.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's acting at that point. Like, Loki acting, I should say.
Right.
Yeah.
Tom is acting.
Tom
Loki
is acting.
Is not right. acting.
yeah. So it's like, I thought that was a really good, nice little moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick thing. But Korg is the best part of the movie. Can we just say that?
Korg is
the best part of the movie. And Taika Waititi has basically given himself a job for as long as they keep him in the movies.
And his, I love his accent.
Yes.
Like, in specifically the one that he used for Korg. But he, even when he just gives interviews, he is hilarious.
Taika Waititi is the best person ever.
YouTube has been, like recommending me a bunch of, like, interviews with him. Mostly, like, What We Do in the Shadows press from, like, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I've just been, like, watching them all. I'm like, this is my best weekend.
So. That's awesome. I have not watched any of those interviews. We almost watched What We Do in the Shadows again the other day. But I still haven't seen Hunt for the Wilder People.
Oh.
Which I need to see. Have you seen either one?
What We Do in the Shadows, yes.
Yeah.
But what was
so one of my questions about Thor, and this is, like, minor, but, like, is Bruce stuck as Hulk again?
I think so.
Oh, right. I guess there wasn't really a...
Because that's what he said. After he transforms back, he's like, I'm worried that, like, if I ever transform again, that's going to be it. And then he makes that decision to sacrifice himself to save, like, people.
But we see him in the final sequence, right? I mean, as Hulk.
As Hulk.
But we and he's not, like,
we have not
acting,
seen him
he's
as...
not acting, like, dumb brute.
No.
He's just kind of, like, so maybe, he's stuck in the shape, but he might still be himself, which would be a...
Are we ever going to get to a point where he can, like, go back and forth? Like, I assume that he generally is supposed to be able to.
I think in the comics there was a long time where he just... Bruce is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I honestly, we were talking about it. I have a feeling it's just the Hulk in...
I mean, for Infinity War, they don't have time to do anything else, so it makes sense that they're just going to have him, like, stuck as the Hulk.
Yeah.
But then...
But he's supposed to have an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
They have said that basically... I think Ruffalo was actually the one who said it, that it's almost... Ragnarok and then Infinity War and Avengers 4 is almost, it's like a mini Hulk.
Oh, well, then he probably is going to come out of it in Avengers 4.
Yeah, probably. That's true. They're all going to think Bruce is gone.
Yeah.
And something happens at the end of Avengers 4. Well, there you go.
Yeah, Natasha gives another speech.
Well, that was related to my least favorite part of Thor, was just reminders of Ultron.
Right?
Like, it was funny the first time when Thor's trying to do whatever the, like, word thing is.
Oh,
the
stadium, the sun's going down,
but
the sun's going down.
But then when he turns back into, like, Bruce because of the video clip of Nat, I was like, no.
Uh-huh,
and
right.
I mean, it makes sense because this is the last time we have seen these characters and they've seen each other, but I was like, don't remind me of that. Like, don't remind me of that.
Right.
Yeah, Tatiana was sitting next to me when we saw it the first time, and she was not enjoying it. I was like, I didn't care either way either one, to be honest. I wasn't really super bothered by that story. I didn't really necessarily like it, but it didn't really, I don't know, just
didn't
it was.
It was weird because the implication
you, like,
that it was
Jane
the
effects.
Power
yeah.
of... It's because
I can
they're
see
setting up this whole thing about how... You know, Bruce feels like he's stuck in the trunk, locked in the trunk of his body or whatever. But what's the one thing that finally brings him out of it after 2 years is seeing her? Like, that's leaning really hard on the shipping button for them.
Yeah.
Just weird.
Which is interesting, considering they're basically going to get rid of that story as well.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's the thing, like,
because
it would suggest that they're going to bring it back up in future movies instead of take away from it. Unless Taika was, like, the one shipper. And was like, no, we should put that in there. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Who wrote the movie?
Was this it... one?
Yeah.
I can't remember, but he is helping McFeely and what's the other one?
So he is helping on the other
He's
movies.
Helping on the other
See,
movies.
That does suggest that they're not going to get joy of it. Unless they're going to bring it in to definitively end it, but give it, like, an honorable ending. Which I don't know.
Writers, there are 4 people credited for written by Eric Pearson, Craig Kyle, Christopher Yost, and then there's based on comics by credits.
Okay. So. I think Craig Kyle might be the one. It sounds familiar, but I'm
yeah,
not,
then check
I'm
the
gonna
other
have
two
it
movies.
Totally wrong. But yeah. One of them, he worked on Agent Carter with Marcus McFeely, because I was reading an interview with him earlier. He was talking about how he's worked with them, and so they weren't, like, they were the ones who kind of wanted him. And I think Chris Hemsworth wanted, and Ruffalo wanted him involved to help the story flow into Infinity War.
That makes
so,
sense.
Eric Pearson is the one who has writing credits for Agent Carter.
Okay.
None of them are being credited so far on Infinity War.
Okay.
But, I mean, at least not as primarily writers.
I don't know. I probably saw him talking about Craig Kyle, but I'm wrong. But anyway. Yeah. What about that post-credit scene? The first one. The second one.
Oh, yeah.
One's
what
just
do
silly.
We think it is?
We know what it is.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
What is it?
Kevin Feige, when asked, said we call it Sanctuary 2. Sanctuary 2 is Thanos' ship.
Oh, okay. So it is Thanos, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I read something somewhere that they said, or maybe it was one of the clips from Comic-Con,
mm-hmm.
that, like, Infinity War is the Guardians picking up Thor.
Yeah,
floating
okay.
around in space.
So if... we probably should have warned people. So if anybody wants to not know spoilers from the Infinity War footage, which I'm assuming is going to eventually be in the trailer, but anyway. The Infinity War footage at Comic-Con started with the Guardians going through rubble, basically. Like, it was like a planet had exploded. And they're like, what happened here kind of thing. And then something hits the windshield, and it's Thor. And they bring him into the ship, and, like, Rocket wants to leave, but they bring him into the ship, and he wakes up, and he's like, where the fuck am I? But what was interesting is they went through a lot of trouble of, none of that footage showed Thor with an eye patch. So, they've obviously been trying to do everything they can to, and I actually was wondering if that's why we haven't gotten an Infinity War trailer yet, is part of it was they wanted to wait until enough people had seen Thor, so now they can just put it on a trailer with him with an eye patch, and it's not going to spoil anything for anybody.
Right.
But yeah, that's how it starts. So, okay, what happens? Is that, how far are they from Asgard? Is that rubble from Asgard? Is the ship gonna explode? How the fuck does Thor get out
yeah,
in the middle of space?
Yeah, I hope he just gets ejected, and the rest of them are fine. Otherwise, it makes Ragnarok a waste.
Well, people say that. I mean, if Loki stole the Tesseract, he can open a portal and get everybody else out.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And then Thor, and he gets to be the hero again. You know.
Because
right.
okay, then, how much do you care? You guys care about spoilers about what was in the rest of the Infinity War footage?
Okay.
No one else apparently remembered this. Like Matt and our friend Brian. Did not remember having seen this in the footage because they were like,
"Real?
Cause it,
or a dream?
Yeah, right.
No.
But, well, no. When I told them, they were like, "Oh, that's right." In the footage, there is a shot of Loki holding the Tesseract up to somebody, and it looked like he was on Earth.
Hmm.
So
presumably, he makes it.
Yeah.
To Earth.
Apparently,
even though Thor does not.
Eventually, he does.
Well,
you assume?
Well,
I don't know. We assume that the Guardians are going to end up on Earth too.
In one of the two movies, at least.
Yeah. No, lots of shit goes down in that footage. But there's a lot of other stuff, obviously, I could tell you about. But that's the main stuff.
Okay.
I think we talked about it in the trailer, or when we went through it.
The main stuff connected to Thor, Ragnarok.
Yeah. That I can think of.
But yeah, overall, two enthusiastic thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to see it again.
Yeah.
Although... not as much as I've rushed out and seen other things again, so
mm-hmm.
that's why I'm saying
so
it.
That's
it's
not
in the middle.
To be tough for
you. Yeah, I don't be... I'm not like, oh my god, I gotta go see it again.
I mean, I would definitely put Winter Soldier and the first Guardian movie above Thor Ragnarok, but I'm trying to think of, like, what other Marvel movies I've really loved.
I saw Civil War, like, 6 times, and I had to see it, like, so that's my 3.
I mean, I feel like Civil War was probably, like, I don't know, probably a better film overall, probably, but I didn't, like, you know, like, and this is, of course, only the first time I've seen Ragnarok, so, and it just happened, so I didn't have, like, the squeeing feeling afterward like I do now, so there is that.
I'm really interested in how little it feels like it ties into Infinity War so far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just that post-credit scene really feels like it's leading up actually to the movie. I mean, there's other stuff that's important, but, like, Loki getting the Tesseract.
Exactly.
But, I don't know, I expected more post-credit scenes, I think.
Right.
Because... I mean, maybe it kind of does in relation to, like, you could... if Asgard was at its full strength, which one could argue it wasn't even at the beginning of Ragnarok, because Odin's in a nursing home or whatever. Loki's commissioning place. But if you had Asgard at its quote-unquote full strength, would, like, Thanos be as much of a threat? So it might be, like, more indirect leading into, like, it doesn't give you a lot of, like, story hints, but it kind of...
right.
Paves the way.
Probably, because, I mean, if Hela can do that much damage, Thanos is going to be pretty bad.
Yeah. It is,
yeah,
it is surprising.
My friend. I was
just
like,
because there
that's Thanos, and he's like Hela, except, like, worse. And she's like, okay, like, she was there for Chris Hemsworth. She doesn't follow a ton of these. But we had a ton of fun, too. So.
Did you guys notice that it looks like Hela may teleport at the end? The part where the sword goes down?
Oh.
Just before it actually hits her, there's a big green flash.
I didn't notice that, but I imagine if you don't see a body,
yeah,
that's probably isn't
they're going to show you if it's really clear that she's dead.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't convinced that she was absolutely dead, like, whatever, especially in any comic book movie is anybody ever really dead. Like,
yeah,
right.
Especially when you have, well, I guess the Eternal Flame is gone now, because it was on...
One would imagine,
you would assume, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless
so nobody's coming back
like
that way, but there is a time gem, and you can change things, so...
But if her if her power comes from Asgard and that's blown up, like, she would at least...
Then she wouldn't, exactly, she wouldn't be as powerful.
Yes.
But then, doesn't... What's-his-face's Thor's actual power come from Asgard,
it's
too?
It's a good question, and it was a little funny when, like, he's fighting her, and he's having the weird, maybe flashbacks, maybe, like, Moana talking to her, like... ghost grandma kind of situation with Odin.
Oh, yeah.
And is like, and she's like, I am the god of death and Wordy the god of thunder. And I was like, I feel like one of those things is not like the other. Like, thunder's cool and all, but
death kind of beats thunder.
But it's pretty rad to watch him go spinning into the middle of those. And,
oh, yeah,
and then that shot from the side where they're like piling up and he's like, no, I'm kidding. I know what you mean.
This is why Taika Waititi is such a good director of that, because I feel like you could have that as your script.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wouldn't do all the cool stylistic stuff, and then it would stick out more like a sore thumb.
True.
Like thunder isn't. If you just played it seriously and were like, thunder is equal to death somehow, but instead they just had it go like apeshit, and you were like, this is amazing. Like,
well,
I don't
mean,
even care.
God of Mischief, he's basically just a dick. That's what his power is.
Yeah, his power is to be a dick. But yeah, it is kind of funny though, because it's like all these like concepts, like death and mischief, and then thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, the sound that happens near lightning.
Yeah.
But whatever.
But his power is actually the lightning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Those Norse
men. Got
man,
of lightning.
Spit on.
Especially if, like, Odin's going to bring up, are you the god of hammers or the god of thunder, but then give him the power of lightning? You're like, well, really, you're the god of lightning.
Yeah. But that's
your sound.
Like,
cooler is a night. So are they going to end up in Norway, or what Matt told me happens in the comics, where Asgard is floating over New Mexico, which I was like, what?
That sounds fake.
I was like,
that sounds like they might have been going for that in the first movie, but
oh, there you
that's
go.
Not.
It's comics, but I feel like they set it up in Ragnarok, as if it's going to be anywhere on Earth, it's going to be Norway.
Yeah, it's going to be that random cliff where Odin was hanging out.
It's a cliff. They're whatever...
Yeah.
City. It wasn't a planet. It was a like floating thing.
And if their entire population can fit in a ship, I'm sure they can fit on that cliff.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
They're fine.
Just don't get quite so elaborate with your big frilly. Like, you don't need all that extra space for the Bifrost now.
There you go.
That took up a lot of that space.
Yeah.
Well, I actually did wonder about that. So, like, is their entire planet unpopulated aside from this one city?
There is no planet. It literally just looks like it's flat, and then it ends.
But when they showed it blowing up in space, I thought
it was
maybe
a planet. But like,
no, it was just like a city floating in space.
Yeah,
that's what it looked like.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there was ground underneath it, but I don't know. But the foundations are gone now, so you know.
Either way, they got nothing.
But no, it's interesting because it's like, okay, so Black Panther is the only movie that has any setup for Infinity War. And I don't expect it to really do much, but I guess there's a lot of technology, and you could show that,
that's
like,
true.
If they're not the ones who can stop anything, we're really seriously fucked.
I mean, how much setup for Infinity War do we need, really? I mean, they've been setting it up since Avengers with Thanos. Like,
it is amazing to me how many people who are like, who's Thanos? And I tell them it's that big purple guy in the chair, and they're like, I don't know who you're talking about.
I
was like,
I mean,
he's literally in, like, half of Guardians.
Like, but for people like that who don't pay attention, we can get to Infinity War and be like, here's a giant evil purple alien.
Right,
and they like,
don't care. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't have to,
set it up. Because I was trying to talk to somebody the other day who I'm like, you see these movies, you review them, you do interviews for them, and you don't know what the Infinity Stones are. I'm like, they literally mention them in the movie. You saw one of them. Although
that's
she's like,
funny.
But it's not actually a stone. I was like, well, no, but Guardians did the whole sequence where they talked about it, and it's the stone inside.
Right.
I don't know. Apparently she doesn't remember anything after, like, one day.
Once you have to write it down in the review, then it can just leave your mind.
It's true. I mean, if you're doing a lot.
Yeah.
Granted. But It just goes to show I'm way too invested in that. That's what it is. It's not about her.
I don't think they need to set it up that much more. I think for, like, most average moviegoers, they're going to be like, here is everybody, and here's some giant evil alien they fight at the end. Like,
yeah.
And then beyond that, I feel like there has been, the foundations have been laid since Avengers, so I don't think we need a lot more setup.
Yeah, for me, it's like, I'm more on the casual side in that I'm not, like, if I didn't know Infinity War was coming, I wouldn't be expecting it based on the movies we've seen thus far, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm also not going to have a qualm with, can you have one qualm? Or is it only several qualms?
A qualm.
But anyway, I would not have an issue with them just finishing the setup in the movie itself, right? Yeah. Like other movies are forced to do. The plebeian movies. So, I'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay, we should probably... we've done this for half an hour. Yeah, I think that's probably a lot of Thor.
In the MCU, it's just Thor for you.
All the MCU.
It's understandable. It's me.
So now we're going to go on the depressing topic.
Oh, right.
Yay. I'm going to let Angela start this one.
Am I going to be bad now?
Yeah, well... Politics.
What I'm doing? Okay.
Politics,
so it was just cool this week. So I guess some of the background for this is that in early this year, China banned all like Korean entertainment content and like Hallyu and stuff. And I mean, it was anywhere from like K-pop bands that might have concerts in China, like those were getting canceled, to like actors, Korean actors star in Chinese dramas a lot. It is funny because sometimes they don't speak Chinese and they just dub over them. It's really
what is the like point, that then? It is weird.
But the good example is that like Yu and Na was supposed to be in a sequel to a Chinese remake of Queen and Hand's Man, and there's even a poster of her that was released of it, and then this thing dropped. This China's like unofficial but official ban dropped, and she like they recast it with a Taiwanese actress, and like. That show was on Netflix now, actually. Like,
really?
But it was over Thad. Like, it was just that China was mad. And it was less about Thad specifically and more that China was like, you're setting a precedent. And what if you have, like, another Thad that is directed at us? And they were just like, we're mad at you, Korea, for playing with Thad with the U.S. And so we're going to ban. And it actually, I mean, it did hurt South Korean economy. Like, it hurt, like, Lotta, which is a big... thing. But Moon Jae-in this week just went over to China and got them to back off because he's a badass like that. So I guess I know this guy. I mean, he's amazing. He's like, his parents were North Korean refugees. He was a human rights lawyer, fought for democracy in the 80s. Like, he's amazing.
Wow.
So I thought that was really interesting because we have a lot of we're seeing a lot of direct political stuff having consequences in Hollywood right now. But it for me, it's an interesting case of one that was like. Kind of indirect, like this thing that has nothing to do with any specific actor or K-pop group or whatever, like
right, still can affect the industry at large.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean
I guess it is unusual to see that, unless you're talking about like when we have a ban with Cuba or something and then we're not watching Cuban films.
Yeah.
I guess, but were we going
to
anyway?
It was akin to that, like yeah. They were banning K-dramas airing on Chinese networks for a little while.
Yeah, and
but
so now,
we don't really have anything comparable. We don't. It was kind of like an entertainment-based Cold War over something that has nothing to do with entertainment.
And was it only an entertainment ban? Like, they didn't extend the ban to other things? Like,
I think there was other economical stuff. But I think, honestly, that was probably one of Korea's biggest imports to China.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like, I don't know what other things.
I don't know what else to do. Korean. We know Korean dramas and K-pop.
Korean car sales, they just said. The retailer recently put 112 of its stores in China on the market after customers abandoned it.
Oh, wow.
Cosmetics, because, like, South Korean cosmetics are becoming, like, a thing internationally. Oh, yeah. Though suffered as well, so...
Interesting. Ouch. Yeah.
But it's over now.
Yeah, but we don't know what the effect of that are, assuming that it'll just come back and be fine, but it takes time for it to come back.
Yeah. Well, especially, like, these are actual stores closed. Like, they're not going to reopen now.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably. So, I don't know. I was wondering if anybody had heard of anything else similar, because I just thought it was really interesting. But,
I'm trying to think about... I don't know. I don't think there has really. I really don't. No,
especially
like
not
that.
On, like, that kind of scale. Yeah. You hear about, like, stupid thing, you know, like, what is it? Is it Canada that's banned Fox News because,
right.
like, it's not real news?
Yeah.
So they can't.
I mean, like, I can remember, like, but, Freedom Fries. Yeah.
Freedom fries, that's right. But we were still getting the French fries. We just couldn't call them French.
Yeah.
Did that even
absolutely nothing to do with the French.
I feel like that never caught on.
That was so lame. No. No, thank God that didn't catch on.
Yeah.
But there were similar things in, like, World War One and Two with, yes. like, German stuff.
Yes, yes.
As well.
So we might be seeing that again soon because, you know, certain somebody's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to start a war sometime soon just to cover up his own misdeeds.
We can only watch Russian things.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know.
This is why I'm like, fingers crossed for Moon Jae-in. If he can get China to back off, maybe he can calm the menace down.
Yeah. Wow. No, but yeah, we're definitely in the U.S. having a lot more specific examples of that.
Yes.
Which is, I guess, you know, you could debate whether it's. I mean, I think it's a good. Like, I don't think you can really say it's.
It's a good thing that it's finally coming to light.
Yeah.
We're talking about the sexual abuse scandals that are plaguing Hollywood. Well, plaguing. That's not a good thing. That are finally being come to light.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that people are coming forward, but the fact that it took this long for anyone to feel like they could.
The oldest accusations against Harvey Weinstein go back to, like, the
70s. Yeah.
That's before I was born.
It's been an open secret. Like,
yes.
when I was a teenager in Texas, I knew about Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people would say, like, Casting Couch, which was, like, synonymous with Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Did you know? Okay, so at Hollywood Highland,
mm-hmm.
they have their, like, path to stardom thing.
Oh, okay.
It's basically quotes on the ground of, like, people. And some of them are kind of bad, by the way. But the path ended at the famous Casting Couch. And they had, like, a stone casting couch you could, like, sit on and take pictures.
Oh,
and,
my,
like,
God.
With the Hollywood sign in the background. And it was, like, seriously, it was there for 14 years.
That's,
and nobody thought that was
up.
The minute the Harvey Weinstein thing happened, they took it out.
Are you serious?
Yes. They were like,
please.
Oh, shit. Oh,
see,
maybe
that just
we
shows
finally
you that
realized.
They know. That just shows you that they knew it was going on.
It was literally, like, the next day.
Yeah, like, I don't believe any actor or producer or whoever. I was like, oh, I had no idea. And I'm like, okay.
Everybody.
Relax.
Like,
yes.
Lay people in the middle of nowhere knew what was going on. Because that's why there were jokes about it.
Mm-hmm.
On, like, Seth MacFarlane made jokes about it in Family Guy,
mm-hmm.
and on. It was, like, it was an open secret.
Yeah.
I saw there was a Tina Fey made a joke one time, too.
Yeah, there was a few jokes, I think, on 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was an open secret.
Right.
Although, apparently, so was Kevin Spacey. And
oh, yeah. Kevin Spacey
I actually hadn't heard any of those.
I only heard about that one because of, like, oh, no, they didn't. Like, the LiveJournal community. You know? Like, it wasn't. I don't think it was as big of a obvious thing as Harvey. But, like, if you troll the internet, then you would, you know, then you would have heard
about
it.
I have a friend who lives in London. Well, one of our writers, Claire. And she said, as much as everybody had a story about Harvey, everybody had a story about Kevin.
That's,
I was like,
crazy. But
wow,
yeah.
I totally didn't know that.
But it is a thing, like, how quickly Netflix acted. Like, you know, they already knew.
Yeah.
You know? They didn't
wait
around. Like, they were
but they're
it's
even
out.
Claiming that
we
they'd already canceled it and they're just maybe moving up forward announcing it. That was their claim.
But then they went through,
all,
like, now they're writing him out.
Yeah.
Now they stopped production. Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah, it was, we're thinking about what to do. Okay, we're going to hold production until we figure it out. Oh, by the way, it's canceled. This was going to be the last season.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to be on the show anymore.
Right.
It was like an evolution of, okay, how bad is this?
Yeah, exactly.
And they couldn't ignore it. So,
right.
But they are ignoring that Danny Masterson has had 4 rape cases. Because
mm-hmm.
at least, I don't think any of the cases against Kevin Spacey were rape. Not
right,
that sexual harassment is terrible.
Yeah.
But they weren't, he didn't go that far.
That we know of. Yeah.
That
these
we know
are
of.
Ones, like, in evidence at, like, a police station. Not
yes.
even just, like, somebody come out and saying it. So, like, this is even, not worse, but, like, there's even more evidence about
that's,
it. It's
that's
more
so
official,
dumb.
Maybe,
so
as a
gross.
Word.
But except
word.
Apparently the Church of Scientology is helping protect him, even though
course.
It was in the church.
Mm-hmm.
The women that are accusing
oh,
him
are in the church?
Were in the,
oh, wow.
That's what I read.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they are, but, yeah, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
But, of course, you know, he probably is more important than they are, so.
Yeah. That's so sad.
It's awful. And, yeah, Netflix doesn't seem to care.
Yeah, like,
so
you know
why
it's
Netflix
just a
doesn't
PR
get brownie points for House of Cards, maybe.
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
like, well.
until, you know, it gets bad enough, I guess. Right. I don't know, something happens.
And then a celebrity.
Oh, I read somebody saying when it's a man doing the accusing.
Yes.
My friend was actually upset about that. She was like, well, male victims are just more important than female victims. And I was like, I understand where you're coming from with that, for sure. That is accurate. But I'm also glad that it's happening, at least in this case. But like,
oh, yeah, no, it's good.
Like, but it's surprising because it's like, okay, how fast are we going to move on to the next scandal? Mm-hmm. How many people are going to be exposed?
Yeah.
Is it actually going to change anything? Because these are the tip of the iceberg. Right. There's hundreds of thousands, probably, of more people who have done things.
Yeah, you
hear the stories.
Change the entire mentality.
Yeah.
And there's so many people now that have grown up thinking that that's all right and doing that, you know?
Yes.
That it's just really about what comes next and what we teach the next generation.
But do we let the ones, because there are still powerful people in Hollywood who have. I mean, how is Woody Allen's probably still going to get nominated for an Oscar this year? It's like, you know, the Oscars kicked Harvey Weinstein out. Well, Woody Allen and Roman Polanski are both still in it. And we have, Roman Polanski was like, he pled guilty to it.
And isn't he, here's what I don't understand about Roman Polanski. Wasn't he like in exile or something, but then he makes movies in the United States?
He lives in France, I think it is.
Yeah. So, like, that's why they can't, but, like, they couldn't, like, take him to jail. But then, like, does
But he makes, how he does makes he movies make,
exactly.
for, yeah.
Yeah. Like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Where do they film them?
They don't care.
They film them in Europe?
Yeah, they film them in Europe. Yeah. He stays to countries that won't extradite him.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, but so, like, for me, like, just the idea, I don't know. Like, at least Woody Allen, you'd be like, oh, well, it's not proven. Like, I don't really know that it happened or not, I guess.
Yeah.
But with Roman Polanski, like, you just fucking, like, flew to a country that won't arrest him for rape. Or won't send him to the U.S. to get arrested
in order to,
to be in his movie. Like,
yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty unforgivable. I just, you know, I don't know. But I won't see either of their films.
Right.
Woody Allen or Roman Polanski.
Same.
Don't support them. It's gross.
Right.
Like,
And I don't, this is why, like, I don't believe in the, you know, like, oh, you have to separate the art from the artist, to the point where it's like, if you're contributing to their livelihood, then you should be able to separate. You know, I don't want to give my money to a person
allowed,
who raped someone.
Like, are they that amazing? Like, are they really more talented than everyone else in the world who hasn't done shitty things?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, are we really saying that we need them for some reason? We have to, like, look at his side like some, you know, we see on TV all the time, well, he's the super detective or whatever, so we have to ignore he's an asshole because he's the only one. But no, like, why don't we give somebody, like, people a chance who aren't terrible people?
Right.
There are plenty of amazing directors out there that you could find that could do the work.
Right.
And just stop, I mean,
especially when the work is just not even that, like,
I don't really get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's an interesting topic because I've seen, there's actually a really good, like, post somewhere on Tumblr that Neil Gaiman did. And we may have talked about this before, I can't remember. But where it is of the, how do you separate the art from the artist? And can you? Mm-hmm. And it was during when Ender's Game, the movie, came out. And it was talking about Orson Scott Card. And he goes into a really good thing. Because that's a hard one for me. Mm-hmm. Because fuck Orson Scott Card. Fuck his beliefs. But Ender's Game is one of the best books that has ever been written. Science fiction books. Honestly, probably one of the best books that I've ever written. I love that entire series, and it's really hard for me because I love that series so much. So I have purchased them, and I have read them, but I have a policy of every time I spend any kind of money with anything Orson Scott Card, I spend four times as much donating to, pro-LGBTQ.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So I feel like at least, because he's only getting a little bit of that money anyway, but at least I'm donating a lot to the people who fight him, but it does feel wrong, but it's so hard because I'm like, but those are so good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. I can understand that too. It's like, when you do think that the art is worth it, or really good, then it's like, okay.
But it's hard because it's different because he's not actually personally shooting. I mean, if he went out and shot a gay person, then fuck him, I'm never giving him money again.
Right.
I don't know, but that's the thing, is where do you draw the line?
And it's also still something of his sometimes. That you've already, like, if you wrote another book series.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I feel like you already know you love Ender's Game or
right,
whatever
yeah.
you
but
do
maybe
it, but, like, if he starts
cautious.
Writing some other series, like, how...
Yeah, Ender's Game and the Ender's Shadow, which is an offshoot of it, are the only ones I've ever...
Mm-hmm. Read?
Yeah, read or given mm-hmm. anything to.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah. I guess it does just change it, like... I wouldn't, like, with Johnny Depp, like, he just brought up, like, it's not like I would refuse to watch Pirates of the Caribbean, like, the first one again, because of his face.
Yeah.
but I did not go see Pirates of the Caribbean, whatever fucking number it was.
Five?
Yeah.
I think it was five.
You know, and I would not, and I have refused to see it, right? Like, if someone's like, let's watch it, and I'm like, no, thank you, I don't want to see his face.
Yeah.
But.
Well, are you going to see Murder on the Orient Express? Because Matt wants to see it really bad. And I'm like, I think he's the one that gets killed. So he's not even getting
I mean, like, I feel like...
But it's really... I can understand.
Because it's... I mean, he doesn't get the money, though, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
in that case...
He got paid whatever he made.
Right. So, like, in that case, it already happened. So, whatever. But...
I also feel like, too, when it's an ensemble cast versus a starring field,
yeah,
those are
exactly.
different.
I'm going for Kenneth Branagh. And Daisy Ridley, and mm-hmm. I don't know, everybody else who's in that movie, because it's a great... Mostly
right.
I'm
and
going
so
for
I
Kenneth Branagh,
and I also
to be honest,
don't feel like
but...
that's a make-or-break situation. Like, it's not yeah. like they're... Depending on how well that movie does, they'll be like, see? Johnny Depp still sells! Like, that's what Pirates of the Caribbean whatever was about. not this.
I really wish he wasn't going to be in Fantastic Beasts.
I have not... I did not pay for Fantastic Beasts. It was on, and I saw it, and I will not... For the future ones as well.
I didn't pay for it either because I saw a free screening.
Yeah.
so,
but yeah, so that's, and I mean, I didn't like it either, so I'm not. I
no,
like
it's
I'd
really not
it
a very good movie.
Yeah, but yeah.
Did you want me to talk about Lee Mankey then?
Oh!
Okay,
yeah, okay, right, so here's.
Okay.
Yes, you're going to talk about Lee Mankey. But before you do, I'm going to say everyone should watch because this is my first life on Viki. It is, yeah, Viki.com.
It's a K-drama.
It's a K-drama. It's called Because This Is My First Life, and it's such a good, so far, it's, like, written so realistically, and I'm not gonna know anyone's names, so I'm not even gonna bother trying.
Jung So-min is the lead.
She doesn't even watch it, and she knows.
Because I'm gonna watch it when it's over, I just have things to finish, that's
yes.
all.
Okay, but it's about a young woman in her late 20s who wants to be a drama writer, and so she's an assistant writer. For a soap opera, or for, like, a daytime drama. But she doesn't, like, her ideas get stolen without credit, and she's harassed by a male coworker. So she ends up quitting because she doesn't get the support that she needs from her job. Which is already, like, a super interesting situation for her, and I think much more nuanced than most dramas of any kind that I've seen thus far, whether they are K or not. And so now she's, you know, needs a place to stay, and needs to make money and whatnot. And meanwhile, Lee Min Kee's character is, I think he has Asperger's. I don't know if they've said it, but I feel like he does. And he's very much about, like, his job and then paying off his house. Because he bought a house, but now he doesn't have any money for anything else, right? He has to pay off the mortgage on the house.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets, she becomes his roommate, or, like, his tenant,
mm-hmm.
if you will, to help pay for the house, but it's, like, super cheaper than anything else that she could get. That's why she's there. And then his parents need him to get married, and she thinks that marriage would be beneficial financially for her.
Okay.
So that maybe happens. And then meanwhile, there are also her friends who are awesome. And
a cat. I'm really about
the cat. He has a cat who he calls Kitty. And he does not like it when you name it something else. It was very upsetting to him when she tried to give it a name.
Nice.
He's like, this makes me uncomfortable. But anyway, the cat is super cute and has a lot of feelings about their relationship and their life choices. But yes, she has her two friends who each have their work drama and their relationship drama. That is all very interesting and realistic and really feels like just any... late 20-something, early 30-something in the U.S. can just totally relate to everything going on with them. Financially, emotionally, everything. Super great. Awesome. And now she's going to tell me horrible things at the lead actor so that it will be weird when I watch.
I preface this by saying that I really loved and probably Lee Mankey. Like, I was really excited for his comeback drama. His comeback drama was supposed to be In Time With You, that time travel one I've talked about before.
Oh, okay.
With Ximena. And because of all of this, it got postponed, because they thought, like, they needed more time for his scandal to die down. And even when I first read about the scandal, I thought, like, it was all resolved, and he just needed to, like, die down, because in Korea, they're much more, like, scandal, like, pro, like, scandals really mean you have to go be quiet in a way for a while. Huh. But I loved him in his, like, late 2000s dramas. Like, really, I've been really sad that he was in Army and then not doing anything when he got back from Army. So I want to preface this by all of that. And I want to preface this by saying there have been a lot of stupid K-drama actor men doing really stupid and terrible stuff has been coming out lately.
Oh, no.
So it's not just him, either.
So it's not even just Hollywood. It's...
No, not at all. And so anyway, so he was, while his Army duty was, he was doing some kind of public service in Busan, which already, like, the citizenry kind of frowns on that unless you have, like, a serious medical reason for, you know, because the fact that he not only is not, like, actually in the military, he is able to go to a club out at night while he's supposed to be on his military duty, when, like, guys doing their duty in the Army don't get to go out and go to clubs at night. Mm. He goes to some club in Busan and, like, sleeps with this girl, and then the next day she goes to the police and says that, or, like, right after it happens, like, goes to the police and says that, like, he had assaulted her.
Oh,
and so, but then, like, a little bit after that happened, she comes out and said, oh, never mind, I had his name wrong.
What?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Which is, like, so, the thing about this scandal or whatever is that, like, so all the charges were dropped, and he just, like, stayed under the radar and waited, and he was supposed to come back, like, a year ago, and he stayed under the radar for, like, a week. So it's one of these, like, it's one of these weird ones where there's not a lot of info, so maybe there is wiggle room, and maybe, but it just seems weird that, like, right after it happened, she would have the name wrong of the person who did this to her. And he's going to be protected by, like, his agency that's going to have, like, money and lawyers and whatever.
Did she have
can,
a right
like, come
name?
In. And this isn't the first time.
Did
this
she
is
have the right name?
I don't know. I don't know, because I'm having to read translations of all the news articles about this. So, like, you know, everything originally is printed in Korean. I can't read that. So, this is not the first time that, like, a lot of the guys who've been accused of this kind of stuff, at varying degrees, a lot of times the charges are dropped after,
like,
the agency gets
involved.
Drop, like,
right.
There seems to be a pattern of this happening. And there have been other ones, not Lee Min Ki. So somehow he makes himself look a little bit better by not doing this. But some of the other stars who have done this kind of thing have turned around and countersued the women. And there was at least just a case where the court was like, all right, well, there wasn't enough evidence for us to, like, prosecute him based on what you're saying. But by that same token, there's not enough evidence for us to say, like...
You're lying.
He didn't do it either, so you can't, you know, sue her for, like, slander or whatever.
Yeah.
So at least that wasn't the case with Lee Min Ki. It's just, it's fishy.
That is fishy.
Like, it's fishy at best. So...
Because that's a pretty weird... Oh, I'm sorry, I got his name wrong.
Yeah. Right, that definitely would lead you to believe that...
Shouldn't they have shown him... like a picture, you'd think. With somebody famous, you'd be like, is this
I mean,
thing?
It was in a club. Like, apparently it happened in a club. Like, so...
Like, she said he assaulted her in the club? Like,
was
he...
That's supposedly the thing, that this happened at some nightclub.
He...
Like, he was out. But see, it makes him look worse, too, because, like, if you get out of going to your actual army duty and get to just do it in, like, cushy public service or whatever, like... It looks bad for you to go on living, like, a, not normal life, but,
right,
like, getting
but
to go
like
out,
going out
and
partying. Yeah. Like, that
and
already
not
looks
getting
bad.
To do the kind of stuff, like, at least if you're going to do it, like, fucking stay under the radar.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out there and do it. So, it's, like...
Well...
So, and then, I was, like, I love Jung So-min so much, and I don't want this to be true, because I'm, like, I don't want her to have to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
If he has done this thing.
I mean, I think it'd
I'm,
be
like,
really interesting if it, like... Like, it's kind of, like, not, like, karma, but it's something. It's ironic, I guess, if it is true, because literally, like, so much of the drama is about women having to deal with this kind of harassment in the workplace.
Awkward.
And, you know, so it'd be like, oh,
This has been the interesting thing that we've had to deal with, like, K-dramas, because it's a lot of names are getting caught up in these kind of scandals, but most of the time the guys aren't prosecuted, things are dropped. And, like, because the army of lawyers show up, and one way or another, things get dropped. And so it's like, you know, on the one hand, the first time I read all of this, I was like, oh, like, okay, that's good. Like, because I guess the first time I read it, I thought maybe there was, like, a group.
Right.
Of people, like,
or it's like an isolated incident where it's like, oh, well,
yeah,
that's
like I thought
cool.
maybe there was a group of people and she like named like she named a bunch like everybody who was like there, like I thought maybe, but then when I was reading more about it, like, no, she had said this, there was this one person, and then later, like, but then if she got his name wrong, then like would she give some other name and is somebody else being prosecuted? It
like maybe it's
like
a
it.
Rando.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, either it's a rando,
like,
or it's
just
no one because that's a BS excuse.
I mean, I just feel like, why would you give, especially because this, well, no, I think it happened long enough ago, but especially, like, I don't know, if I were in Korea and this happened to me, I would not just name a random male celebrity as well, because I've seen how this goes. These, some women are getting countersued, and they're, the men, their abusers are winning.
That's horrible.
Like,
that's
against
awful.
Them. Some women
and
have
yeah,
been
that
sent
creates
to jail.
A climate
now,
of fear.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, so
it was
I'm
exactly
like,
what
I feel like
want.
You were in that climate and culture, you wouldn't name a famous guy
right.
if that wasn't
the
true.
The only way it could actually be true is if he wasn't even there, and it was literally some dude who said that was his name. You know, like, that's the only way
maybe,
it could be
but
true.
But he's famous enough that she would know what he looks like.
Yeah.
So, but no, maybe not in a dark club. I don't know. So, like, that's the thing. It's hard to say, yes, he definitely did this, so yes, we should, like, boycott all of his stuff because, you know, we don't have all the details and we
right.
don't
it's
know.
Right, it's, like, a
it's,
little...
It's, and I'm going to watch, like, I'm going to watch this show when it's over.
Yeah.
I'm not watching it because of him right now.
I'm trying to decide if that's more or less than Woody Allen. Because it's, like, with Woody Allen, it's, like, okay, well, he didn't, like, he was accused of it, but you don't, like, know that he did it. But he's also married to his ex's adopted daughter. So, obviously, he has
and
issues.
And there's more rumors
right.
about other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
yeah.
one person.
Right.
It's, like, it's always hard when it's only one, because you're like, well...
And also,
especially if the person
work,
doesn't
like,
come
given
forward.
Given how much of him
takes,
is in his
yeah.
work, and how much of his work is about older men and younger women,
yeah.
like, it's not, like...
Ladies,
but that is what makes me sad, because,
movies.
Like...
Right.
I didn't realize that the sexual harassment thing was going to be such a big thing, and because this is my first life, so I feel like the fact that this is his comeback drama after between coming out of his army duty and then
that's
laying
scandal.
Low because
right.
of this scandal, that the producers or whoever does the casting in the show picked him for this role. It just seems weird. Like, he's going to have this aura like of that, even if he was falsely accused. Like, he's a weird choice.
Yeah.
I guess it's...
he's really talented. Like, I like him, like, before in his other stuff. His cameo in the first two episodes of Shut Up Flower Boy Band is amazing.
Oh,
like,
that's right. He is in that. I feel
yeah,
like it could be
he was
him
in Deja
making a
Spring,
statement.
Which was an
you know?
Early Nuna romance that I loved a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's actually one in one of the first K-dramas I ever watched. Like, I really have been a fan of him for a very long time, and I had been waiting for him to come back, and I'm just like, I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch it anyway because it sounds really good. And because he's not Woody Allen creating this content.
Right.
And that's the other thing. Like, Jung Sun-min is in it and I want nothing but good things for her. And it sounds like this writer is incredible and I want good things for him. And so, for her, I'm assuming, maybe.
I feel, no, I was watching, I was like, there's no way a dude wrote this. It must be a woman who wrote this.
So, probably. So, like, I want good things, you know, for that team. And on the one hand, I want to side-eye whoever is like, couldn't you have just found another dude who doesn't have a scandal of a big part of your series is going to be about sexual harassment? Like, couldn't you have just cast somebody else? But, I mean, I want to support you. But I just, it's hard for me to, like, I don't figure out how I feel. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awkward. I don't know. It's such a hard situation. And I think everybody has to make their own call.
Yeah.
I had read some really good stuff talking about it. They were like, you kind of, like, if you choose not to watch this show because of that, because you're too, like, because that just, it doesn't make it work for you, then that's fine. Like, I'm not going to bother you to do it. That's your choice. Like, whatever. Like, there are plenty more fish in the sea or whatever, you know.
There's lots of K-dramas to watch.
But yeah, I counted this week how many I've seen.
Oh, no.
In
how many
a
9-year
period, but it's quite high.
Oh, are you gonna share? Sharing is caring.
107.
Oh my god,
that's a lot.
That is a lot.
That
I don't think I've
lot.
Even watched 107 like just shows.
Yeah,
if ever. All Asian dramas, it's 117. So.
You've only watched 10 other Asian.
That's amazing.
Well, okay, I will say this: Taiwan Chinese dramas have been a lot more available recently in Chinese dramas, especially because of the THAAD stuff. China really stepped up. I think it's promoting on, like, American streaming services
right.
a lot more, but especially Japanese dramas. And years ago, because years ago, Korean dramas were the only ones to find. They were the big ones. So there were many years of my dramas watching where, like, there wasn't really any other options, at least as legally and easily as
right.
K-dramas. So that's right. part of it. It's only been more recently that the other... And still, Japanese dramas are nearly impossible
right. I mean, to get. I've only watched one Japanese drama, like, and it was the original version of Boys Over Flowers. The Hanan yeah. Dango. So, that's the only one I saw.
There's, like, a couple of Japanese dramas on Netflix, and that's it. Japan's not as interested in exporting them as some of the other countries are. So, that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the main one. there's more English language dialogue about K-dramas, too, and I like getting to engage in that. And
right.
So if I
access
go and watch
is
other ones, I'm not going to get as much of that.
It's going to be a big part of it.
That's
me. Access, what you can get is what you can get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how it started, Hulu. I started watching K-dramas on Hulu when there were, like, 5 K-dramas on Hulu. And then it, like, gradually got bigger, and now it's big, too big again, and now I can't decide which streaming service I want because they keep fighting. and, like...
Too
like,
many streaming
services. Premiere week, they were the week... Like, I switched to Drama Fever because it had everything I wanted. And then Premiere Week from Hell turned up, and there were 9 new K-dramas that all premiered in 1 week, and Vicky is one that had the license to all of them.
Oh, wow.
Had a Chinese drama that week, and I'm like, really?
They're just keeping you on your toes.
Yeah, they just... It's all about getting your money. About getting your money. I think we're gonna close off there, and we're gonna hold the rest of our topics for next week, or whenever we record again. That'll be next week.
Surprise!
Yeah, since we did take a week off, because we just got lazy. Sometimes you just need a break.
It's true.
It's all right. And it's the holidays. We're going to probably have more of them soon. But anyway, so yeah, I think we'll just hold off there and we'll take our other topics that we didn't tell you about anyway, so it's fine. Because
right.
that was why I was like, I don't know what we're going to get to. So we'll save those for next week. Now we have things to talk about. That's cool. Anyway, all right, so as always, follow us on withanaccent.com for news, reviews, interviews, all that good stuff, and then all the social media pages are linked there at withanaccent, or you can follow the podcast at pop a la carte pod on Facebook, Twitter, all that shit. Anyway, thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.